MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping and more time selling. There are certain worst-case scenarios you hope you never experience, but you have to be prepared for them nonetheless. Possibly the worst of the worst-case scenarios would be your untimely death. Here now to tell us how to prepare your business on eBay for that unpleasant possibility while you're still around is Jennifer Taggart. And she's an attorney on eBay known as top-rated seller LA Shopaholic, all one word. Jennifer, what's the first thing we need to do to take care of business from beyond the grave, as it were?
Well, I mean, the first thing you need to do is to plan for it before you're beyond the grave, so to speak. So, and that depends on whether you are running your eBay business as a sole proprietorship or as a LLC or corporate entity. As we have discussed before, what your business form is very important. But really, it's to make sure that there's someone who can shut down your business if it's a sole proprietorship, or someone who's going to continue on if it's an LLC or corporate entity. And that means being organized before you end up beyond the grave, so to speak.
Jennifer, you know, I have both a corporation and another kind of a business, but I also do sole proprietorship when it comes to my eBay sales. And we live in California, which is a community property state, but mostly everything's in my name. Just the way it is, you know. What do you do about that? You've got this business selling things on eBay, and it's in your eBay ID and everything.
So if you are in, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone, then they're most likely going to, in California, if you're married, your husband or your wife is going to be taking over, inheriting your the community property aspects. That includes, if you're sole proprietorship, your business. In other states, depending on what the laws are with respect to inheritance, it will be the same. More importantly, for state tax purposes with the IRS, and those are our two certainties in life, right, death and taxes, is that if you are a sole proprietorship, your business will be included in your estate. And so you need to plan for it before you reach that point. And that means getting organized up front, making sure that someone has your online footprint, your passwords, knows how to get into your account. And then if the person is going to continue the business, you know, understands how it's organized. If they're just going to shut it down, they just really need your passwords and then to take care of any, I guess, purchases that happen in between the time that you're online selling and the time you pass away. But if you are a sole proprietorship and your income is important to your family, then you probably also need to have life insurance. So getting organized and starting from the very beginning is important for us all, regardless of whether or not you sell on eBay, but getting your stuff together. And there's a great website that can help that is written sort of tongue-in-cheek and can help, and it's getyoursitetogether.org, and it has a resource section that gives links to a lot of free sites. I mean, I always recommend using an attorney to deal with assets and setting up a living will and a power of attorney and all that sort of stuff, but there are lots of free resources available, and in the resources section of getyoursitetogether.org, there is a list of all the websites on estate planning, preparing for things like living wills and advanced care directives to take care of medical questions, and also insurance and tips on organizing and tips on handling the finances and your accounts and stuff. So getting organized is the most important thing.
So I'm on there right now. Do you have anything to do with this website? Because it's adorable.
No, I don't. I found it to be useful in talking to people about planning for the unthinkable.
It's really called getyoursitetogether.org.
Yes.
Spelled exactly like that. And then when you come on, it says get your SHIT together. And then it's life and death planning, low effort, high reward. And then it's got checklists for your will, living will, power of attorney, details, lots of stuff. Yeah, I can see where this would be a useful site.
I think it's useful because it's also, you know, a lot of people don't want to think about end-of-life planning, especially if you're, you know, young. I mean, I'm in my late 40s, and I'm still considered young, so, you know, thinking about it. But I personally, when I was, when I had kids, I did a whole death file. So I wrote letters to my kids. I put information in there about my insurance, my accounts, my passwords, where my social media profiles were, and I keep it updated every 6 months. I write a new letter to my kids. I have explained, like, my jewelry, why it's significant, so they don't have to deal with it. I've written my whole eBay plan, how my stuff is organized, what my passwords were.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you for being on. We'll see you later.
What? Are you finding this depressing?
Well, no, it's not depressing. It's just that I thought I had my you-know-what together.
Oh, you don't.
I have a red plastic file, which I've told all my kids where it is.
The red file.
And it's got a will. It's got my living will in it. It's got our insurance policies in it. But you know what? It has none of this other stuff in it.
Yeah, I have a little box, and it has the keys to the Bentley. So what's harder to dissolve? Because that's the big question eBay sellers will have. And, you know, the personal stuff is important, obviously, but when it comes to business, you got a sole proprietorship, it's easier to dissolve than a corporation, correct?
That's true. The thing is, both a corporate entity and a limited liability company they are separate entities. They have a legal existence separate. And so I actually think I guess they're harder to dissolve, and you have to take certain steps. But I think it's easier to deal with if someone passes away, because the shares of the corporation that were held by the person who passed go to his or her heirs, and then the corporation has an existence. You can then end that corporate existence. But in terms of having to put all these, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my eBay selling consists of a whole bunch of boxes, plastic boxes, organized and labeled, but, you know, they're in a storage room, and it doesn't really look like a business. My husband, you know, makes disparaging comments about it.
As husbands will.
But, you know, someone's going to have to deal with all of it. So not only am I going to have to deal with all of my personal stuff, as much as I think it's organized, but then this business. Whereas a corporate existence, it's a separate entity. It can continue to exist if someone wants to continue the business.
Right.
So if you have an assistant or a partner, you know, you can make arrangements for the legal existence to transfer to them, or maybe they inherit your shares or whatever.
And you know something, Jennifer, no matter how much you love the person, because I remember when my honey bunny John was in a coma and we didn't know what was going to happen in 2010, I missed him terribly. It was horrifying for me going home alone, especially that first night. Within 3 days, I was a little PO'd at him because he left all of his cables and all of his tools and everything in places where I had asked him to please not to leave them.
John,
I mean,
John, run.
No, really. But I love this man, and I missed him so much. But please know that you're putting a burden on the people you're leaving behind if you don't do the things Jennifer is talking about.
Well, you always burden the one you love.
Yes.
But you can make it easier on them by having life insurance. You can have disability insurance if you are unfortunately incapacitated long-term. You can have a medical directive. You can have a will that sets up how the inheritance is going to. You can take care of your finances, so a CPA can handle it, not, you know, your husband or your wife. You can take care of your account so people can get access to them without having a death certificate. You can set up, you know, your checking accounts to have payable on death so that people don't have to wait for, like, a trust to be imposed. You can do revocable trust that becomes irrevocable to plan for your estate. You can organize your stuff so people aren't just, oh, my God, what is it? All this crap I'm dealing with. There are ways to make it easier. And I've unfortunately had to help clean out my husband's father's stuff, and I've had clients that I've had to help clean out stuff, and it's just really is a burden when you're not organized.
And I'll tell you something else that people don't think of. all of your credit cards and your debit cards, make sure you keep a list of those in your emergency file for the people you leave behind. Because I'll tell you what happened. Within 4 hours of my mother passing, somebody went into her bank account and took out $800 and something and bought something on Walmart with it.
Who?
We don't know. Oh, it could have been somebody at the nursing home. It could have been. The only people who said they have to contact the state as soon as you pass.
Right.
Immediately. I mean, that happens like 10 minutes after you pass away. They're contacting Social Security and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So it could have been anyone. Mm-hmm. So you need to leave all that also so your loved ones can find all your credit cards and stuff.
Not just your credit cards, but you know, any accounts you have. Deposit accounts, checking accounts, investment accounts. You should have a list kept safely, and you should have it in more than one place. Both of you mentioned having a file, but if you unfortunately pass because there's a house fire or something along those lines, you should always have it out of state or with an attorney or
safe deposit box at the bank.
It needs to be out of the area because, for example, in Southern California, we have a terrible earthquake. You know, no one's going to be able to get in my office in my family, so I actually have it out of state with a trusted relative in addition, and it's all been scanned in. It's just a little flash disk with all the information needed, and then they'll be able to access it in the event, you know, I don't know, my house slides into the ocean and the giant earthquake and the tsunami comes and all that sort of stuff. So.
This is the most depressing show in our history. Death and taxes.
Listen, Jennifer, thank you so much. All of this is very important.
It's very important. We laugh, but it is serious.
Jennifer, we love to have you on anyway. Come back soon.
This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com.
That was good stuff.
I know. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up next, cool tools for sales and markdowns here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, and add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.